Hello and welcome to Buena Vista, episode 392. I am Ben, and I'm a young werewolf king with a perfect body and a dark past.
But how about the intro?
I've received a letter from my mysterious great aunt, Kay Lynn, informing me that I'm about to spend the summer boarding at Protagonist Academy. Yes, far away in the remote frozen north is a special school just for protagonists. But I'm just a regular werewolf king. How the heck am I going to fit in? Oh no, it's my first day and already a misunderstanding has put me on the first step of an enemy to lovers journey with Shayna, a regular woman who's breathtakingly beautiful but is also a bit clumsy. It's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Ah, oh, fuck off. Fuck off, honestly.
What? You're just like Easter. You're a regular woman, a regular lady.
Yeah. These names, by the way, are just perfect. Just really want to... Good for you.
Yeah, there's like a bit of overlap between... white woman holding chalkboard of baby names and protagonists.
Do I need to say anything?
You know, it's kind of just the thing itself is kind of the intro. You don't have to riff if you don't want to.
Nah, I think I'm right.
All right.
Abstain.
Uh-oh. I've also run afoul of her best friend, Lena, who has a perfect rack but occasionally is too blunt in conversation. It's Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hey, so you're just walking around dressed like that?
Yeah, I'm wearing little denim cutoffs.
Little denim cutoffs.
I might transform at any time. So you understand what I've done here is that I've reversed. So the books are usually she's a regular white lady and she's gone to Werewolf Academy something.
Freak place, yeah.
Yeah, she's gone to Monster College.
Yeah.
And she's getting dicked down by a werewolf, getting dicked down by a Frankenstein. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
But now this werewolf king is about to get dicked down.
Because he comes from a place where like everyone's a werewolf king and it's just so boring.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
everyone's got
boring.
A monster werewolf cock. So it's not really that interesting.
That wasn't specified in the intro yet.
But... I think it was implied.
Some people have smaller ones because there's still natural variation.
You got knot size. You got all sorts.
Okay. Oh, gosh darn it. I've just now also gotten into a heated argument with their worst enemy, who is also called Shayna, who's a straight-up 10 but is secretly a big nerd. It's marine biologist of the show, Jesse Black. Hi, Jesse.
Hello. It's good to see you all.
Great. Perfect. Jesse, can I...
Oh, wait, I was supposed to be in character there. My bad.
Sort of. I mean, Lucy didn't fucking bother, so who cares?
Yeah.
Can I... I just wanted to congratulate you on... You've moved up in the ranks of podcast guests for us now. Like, you've always been great, but I mean, this is your first time, I think, appearing on a regular episode.
This is not a regular
episode. You don't have to talk about fish at all.
Yeah.
You can put the binder away.
What?
You put the PowerPoint away.
I guess so. Close your laptop.
Let me just unplug a few USB drives real quick. I won't be needing those. I'm so excited to be here.
You've graduated Podcasters Academy, which is very horny, by the way. And you've graduated, I think, because of Savant Garde, I think, which is also part of the reason why you're on here. Because you and Lucy have your own podcast now.
Mm. We do.
She's not really been plugging it.
I've been plugging it on the apps.
Yeah.
It's going to be the only podcast featuring two divorcees. Specifically talking about neuro-spicy TV characters.
Thanks, Theo.
Yeah, no worries.
I think it might be,
There's definitely like that podcast, but it's done by a married couple, for sure. That exists.
Oh, it's got 1,000%.
But it seems like it's doing really well. I've listened to every episode so far. I fucking love it.
Oh,
it's a wonderful program.
Thank you so much.
It's a great show.
Have you been watching along with...
No.
Have you been watching Monk?
No.
You must have seen a little bit when I was at your house. I was watching Little Monk, Little Good Doctor.
I watched
Tony Shell Hoop comes on the screen.
Tony Shell Hoop.
Emphasis on the hoop. That's right. I watched you watch the fat suit episode of Monk.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. Yeah, it's great. It's
a great time. Yeah. To me, you guys are kind of like neuro-spicy celebrities. And we talk about celebrities. It's Celebrity Watch.
Celebrity Watch, Celebrity Watch. Who's getting licked and is it
Wonderful.
Really want to thank Demi for the line, Katy Perry's got glass in her vagina, which just keeps being
more vindicated, doesn't it? More and more relevant today in these times.
How much do you reckon?
She went to friggin' space.
Yeah.
And everyone just got back.
And everyone's like, whoa, hey, Katy Perry,
fuck you.
Fuck you. You're stupid.
Did you guys see that, like, Wendy's?
Yeah, Wendy's.
Did, like, the Wendy's account did, like, a thing being, like, send her back or whatever, yeah, which, like, I agree broadly with the sentiment expressed by Wendy's. I don't know if Wendy's needs to say that.
No, yeah. I think, but I do appreciate that if a social media account for a corporation is going to exist, which we all agree is something that is horrific and is a sin against our Lord. If it is going to exist and it is going to draw its blade, I do appreciate that there is blood on that blade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Like Wendy's just being like, hey, Katy Perry, why don't you fuck off and die in space?
Thank you, Wendy's.
Yeah.
God bless them for that, to be honest.
Yeah. Is Wendy's an ally?
Right now, yes.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
I don't know. I went there recently and I got a burger that was really dry and it made me sad. It was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey,
I don't really know what Wendy's is.
You wronged my friend.
Our Wendy's is a very different.
Very different.
Very different store.
Yeah. Our Wendy's is like a. Is it like donuts and ice cream?
Ice cream and hot dogs.
Oh,
they just sell
dogs.
Ice cream and hot dogs. What? They're kind of like a shopping mall.
It's a fucked
store.
Up combination.
I don't think it's the same corporation.
They do not share the. Wait, we have Wendy's burgers here as well with the same fucking lady?
Yeah, I think that's new, right? I think we're getting Wendy's.
The old one was Wendy's Milk Bar.
Ew.
But what are they going to do about all the shopping mall Wendy's?
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah. I don't really see them in Brisbane, so.
I haven't seen a Wendy's. Like, I think I would just blank them out, like the city in the city style. I think if I saw one, it wouldn't even register in my vision because I would have no reason to go to one.
Yeah. I feel like hot dogs are they're a bear market in Australia at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bearish on hot dogs.
Okay.
I think we've
got 5 dogs and that's it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But they haven't really taken off, not to the degree of like Guzmany Gomez.
That's true. You have to stop saying things that are vaguely complimentary of Guzmany Gomez on this podcast because
people
then we're
getting
have,
very mad.
We have a week in the Discord of people being like, well, it's not good. Like, we know.
Yeah.
We're fucking aware. Horrible.
That's like Chipotle for y'all, right?
Worse than
Chipotle.
Yeah,
maybe Australian so much twist. Better. Yeah.
Oh,
also, the first Wendy's store is going to be on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, that's a trial market. It's always Southeast Queensland.
And is it going to be just off of the, like Smith Street? It's going to be like the signs are visible from the Gold Coast Highway.
Yeah. I'm on their website, and instead of the Baconator, it says the Bacon Mater.
What?
They're calling it the Bacon Mater.
Don't try and talk our holy language.
Like mate.
That's fucking.
First of all, you sound stupid.
Oh, like mate.
I'm so angry. Yeah. This phrase has ruined my day.
That's horrible. Bacon that is mater. Genuinely fucking horrible. Let's get them.
I'm going to burn down a Wendy's.
I'm going to burn down the first Wendy's.
Do you got the rare menu Wendy's items? They got like baked potatoes and chili?
I got baked potatoes
not.
At Wendy's.
It's going to be like the shittest Wendy's. Version. We always get like the shittest version of whatever American fast food comes over here.
That's unfortunate.
We are not. We're the only sides you get into fries, bacon mater, fuck you, loaded
bacon
fries.
Bacon mater loaded fries.
Chili cheese loaded fries. Cheese loaded fries and a little cardboard cup of chili.
Yo.
Fucked up.
Wait, drinking that?
Chili's okay.
What are you doing with that?
That's a to-go chili for sipping. It's my sipping chili.
Chili
beer
meat.
In one hand, a little cup of chili in the other. Pinkies on the steering wheel, driving down the M1. This is from WEHT in Indiana.
Oh, the wet?
The wet. Sheryl Crow's Tesla sold at auction in Indiana.
Did you say Sheryl Crow's Tesla?
Sheryl Crow's Tesla.
Tesla. Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
A 2018 Tesla Model 3, which once belonged to singer Sheryl Crow, has been sold in Indiana.
What do you mean once belonged? So it's not Sheryl Crow's Tesla.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not anymore because it's been sold.
But was it sold?
We're two steps removed from the sale, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, once it's something's been owned by Sheryl Crow, it always
that's
is imbued Sheryl
Crow's
with the power
forever?
Of Sheryl Crow. Yeah. A thing of Sheryl Crow's is Sheryl Crow's forever, as we say.
Yeah.
Ray Wayne's Auto Group from Russellville, Kentucky, purchased the Grammy-winning artist car for around $24,000.
That car?
That's a $24,000
car. Won
car
won a Grammy? With the fart horn?
In February, Crow sold the vehicle and donated the proceeds to NPR in protest of Elon Musk's political affiliations.
Okay. Oh, Crow is an ally.
Sheryl Crow is an ally.
To NPR?
That much I know for sure. Put Sheryl Crow in space and then let her come back.
Yeah.
But like on a NASA mission, no fucking Jeff Bezos involved.
Yeah, yeah. I'm still bearish on Sheryl Crow.
Is it an Amazon deal? That's what this was?
Yeah, it's an Amazon deal.
Yeah, it was a Jeff Bezos flight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's why everyone was telling him to get fucked, I think.
Oh, even though it was like, this is making a lot of sense.
Even though it was a mission of girl bosses in space, which is theoretically very cool.
Can't criticize that.
I saw an
everything.
Image of Katy Perry holding a flower in space and singing "What a Wonderful World," and I immediately turned off my computer and walked away. I think so. I didn't get any of the information outside of that.
I just saw her kissing the ground when she came back.
Yeah.
Oh please.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, shut up.
Sorry. That really got to me. Oh.
Jesse
like
will
William
fly
Shatner
up.
Went to space.
Yeah, hopefully we won't get any
and
more.
He was like, oh, it made
like
me
that.
Sad. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah, it made him so miserable. He was like, I can't forget about it. All I can think about is how fucking tiny everything is. Also, you kind of, what's going on with William Shatner where like his nephew or something is running his social media account and has made him like a 4chan guy?
Oh, really?
You seen any of this? You heard about this? Yeah, he's posting, not like Pepe's and stuff, but like he's got a 4chan nephew or some shit running his socials.
He checks out.
But also he's already like a crazy conservative guy. Like,
yeah, he's already kind of like that.
As previously reported, the vehicle had been sitting in Evansville, Indiana at Wolf's Evansville Auto Auction. Quote, it was kind of politically known that Crow donated it and so on and so forth. And whatever, wherever you stand, it's not really a matter of that.
What?
That's how I feel like I sound when I talk.
Yeah.
when I'm trying to say something smart.
That's amazing. It's kind of politically known that Crow donated it and so on and so forth. And wherever you stand, it's not really a matter of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he get picked up by a bird mid-sentence? I'm trying to parse that.
Kind of got spun around. Spun him around, put him in front of a mic.
Accidentally took two of his medication in the morning because he got confused. Now he's getting brain zaps.
Yeah.
Tony Wolf, owner of the auction space, previously told Nexstar's WEHT, quote, it's an enthusiast situation of, hey, I may want to own a piece of history or rare piece of the car or whatever and whatnot.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So it's really about having fun and, you know, seeing what the car may bring.
Did you say that?
I really relate to this guy, honestly. It's like, imagine you get an interview and then you read your interview in the newspaper and you're like, fuck.
Oh, God damn, what the hell? I got my palm cards all mixed up. I just want to read both of those as one long thing. It was kind of politically known that Crow donated it and so on and so forth. Wherever you stand, it's not really a matter of that. It's an enthusiast situation of, hey, I may want to own a piece of history or rare piece of the car or whatever and whatnot. So it's really about just having fun and, you know, seeing what the car may bring.
Yeah.
Seeing what the car may bring.
This man is dying. Somebody help him.
Can I say something about Evansville, Indiana? Is that where this took place?
Yeah.
Please, yes.
Oh, Lordy. When I was in college, I walked into a pizza place for a job called A-Zip Pizza, which I thought it's like pizza backwards, like A-Zip. Pizza.
He's cracked the code.
That's a pizza. Yeah. Well, I thought it was going to be, it's a pizza. Like, hey, that's a pizza over there kind of deal.
Yeah.
Imagine my disappointment. But they gave me a job immediately, which was cool. And it was like, do y'all have Potbelly where the conveyor belt creates a sandwich?
No.
What the fuck are you talking about? All right. These American excesses have gone too far.
I have like seen like nothing but American culture, whatever is happening in America for 38 years of my life. And somehow
miss this. New.
It
something
sounds cooler new. Than I described, or than it is.
There's a conveyor belt that assembles the sandwich?
No, it. I meant to say it cooks the sandwich. So you got a normal human being making the sandwich for you, putting the ingredients on it, and then they put it on a sort of conveyor belt that goes through an oven. And by the time it exits the oven, it's done, like a roasted sandwich. Imagine that, but with a like pizza.
That's what we had at Domino's.
You get at a hotel. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Because it takes 7.5 minutes to go from one end to the other.
Yes. Well, it's like 20 seconds at Potbelly, so they're like, freaky fast. Wait, that's Jimmy John's. Fuck. But wait, what was I saying? Oh, so this company was based out of Evansville, Indiana, and the owners would say that all the time. And their specialty pizza that was like super popular in Evansville, Indiana was imagine a pizza. Are you with me? Put barbecue sauce as the sauce, like a very sweet barbecue sauce as the sauce. Okay. Put cheese on it. Put, like, I think it was like pulled pork, like barbecue pulled pork all over that shit.
Yeah.
And then run it through the oven and then cover it with barbecue potato chips crumpled up. Potato crisps,
Fucking fantastic. All right. This sounds good.
Okay. I'm listening.
You're still with me. Okay, and then the coup de grace is it's a soda decoction. It is they basically boil down there. Indiana has some crazy version of Mountain Dew. It's called like Super Squirt. I don't know what it's called.
This is like a Mountain Dew reduction.
It's a Mountain Dew reduction. Yes.
Squirt reduction.
Mountain Dew. And then it's kind of drizzled on top.
Jesse.
Jesse, you are the Buttavista Comedian of the Week.
What? This is long, huh?
It's so long.
Oh, shit. Oh, I feel like it's dying.
So they put this like a Mountain Dew reduction on there.
A Mountain Dew, yeah.
Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And I think it had Jardinera on it.
Oh, no, fuck. Sorry, sometimes that happens.
That got me. That one was me after this cold brew.
Like the Italian pickles? The little like...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a jalapeno peppers in an oil situation. Maybe there's some cauliflower chunks in there and carrots. Kind of a spicy oil thing. Very Chicago. Put it on your hot Polish.
Rapidly lost track of this pizza.
Yeah. I mean, it just would turn into like a big pile, a big wet pile.
That sounds wet. I was going to say that sounds wet.
Sounds like a wet time.
Like, okay, pizza base, barbecue sauce, pulled pork, cheese, perfect combination. Fantastic. Put some chips on there. Yep. I understand. It's not for me, but it adds a little crunch where it would otherwise just be like a wet kind of wet dish.
But then we're wetting it again.
But then we're wetting it up
again. With a syrup.
We're re-wetting it.
We're re-wetting it.
With a thick, bright green syrup, if you can imagine that.
But do you know what the soda is? So it's like like an Indiana take on Mountain Dew.
I gotta look what it was actually
the
called.
The American mind is honestly beautiful sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think that's the word I'd use to describe it.
Just when we're talking about food, nothing else.
So it's a Hoosier Dew.
It might as well be called something. It was something very silly like that.
The Indiana soda that do what Mountain Dew don't.
Dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry to derail. I have another story about the pizza place really quick.
I'm on board.
Yeah.
So this was a college town. So people were coming in like wasted all the time or really stoned or whatever to get their big pizzas. To a pizza place. I know we're a little bit different over here. We like to eat crazy foods after getting intoxicated. and so, one time this woman came in and she was like very, 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 very drunk. And she got her pizza order going. But before she finished, she was really thirsty. She goes over to the fountain soda machine. Y'all got those,
I know this story.
Imagine.
I know this story.
Have I told this to you? Yeah, you probably have. And she grabbed, she tried to grab a water cup, like a free cup that you'd put just water in it if you don't want to drink soda that day. Or if you've done drink your soda.
And if it's Lent instead of, or whatever. Yeah.
If it's Lent, if it's a good Friday. And she grabbed one of the Parmesan containers that people like on the table that sprinkle on the pizza. And it was almost empty, but it still had kind of the, you know, the dregs of Parmesan crumblies at the bottom. That's Parmesan for you guys.
Thank you so much.
She took that and like drunkenly stumbled over to the fountain and unscrewed the top, filled it with water. And then before the person working, it was my friend was working at the register could be like, no, she like just chugged a full glass of cold Parmesan water. And didn't notice, actually. And they were like, you have to leave. And she's like, why? What did I do? What did I do wrong?
Coughing
what
up
did I do wrong?
Wet cheese. Oh, I'm great.
It is good.
The best sobriety tests are the ones they don't even know they're taking.
Yes. That's so fucking
so
good.
True. That's so true.
Yeah. That woman is now our Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Ray Wayne's Auto Group anticipates selling the car on its lot. WEHT was told the dealership did not know it belonged to Crowe until the Tesla came down the lane.
All right.
What?
Until the Tesla came down the lane on its laneway journey.
Did it have like a sticker on it that said, I previously belonged to Cheryl Crowe? You can just tell. Maybe the aura is so strong.
Yeah.
Smacks of Cheryl Crowe.
Yeah.
It's the leopard print seats.
Does this car feel like Cheryl Crowe
Am
to
I
you?
Thinking of,
I think you're thinking of Shania Twain.
Shania Twain.
An easy mistake to make, honestly.
Yes. Yeah.
Different
Except,
woman.
You know, who donated money to NPR when she got rid of her Tesla?
Yeah. Mm. But she also kind of like, she did my buddy Kevin Gilbert pretty bad. So still a bit sour on that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Stole
when
music
she wronged Kevin
stuff.
Gilbert. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Well, that sounds like something you may have to work through. Yeah. We help people work through things in Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/askwomen. What's the best way to break the ice when meeting new people for the first time? So I just thought this would just be a good conversation point for maybe us to talk about that and sort of provide some helpful suggestions, because I know everyone here is really socially competent.
Yeah.
Answer number one here. Observe your environment. Make an observation, none political or religious, that the person might also share. I've given two examples here. Wow. They've spelt woe, W-H-A-O. Wow.
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 Wow. The weather is so nice. I wish I could be outside.
I don't know if that's an icebreaker.
Yeah. I wish I could leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, it's 12:30 at night as well.
Okay. Well, how about this one? The restaurant smells great. I'm really looking forward to dinner here.
What? In what? What is the setup? How?
Like, you're both already at the restaurant.
Have you sat down at her table?
I can't wait to eat at this place where I am.
Wow.
Honestly, this is how neurotypical people sound to me.
Wow. Some Grand Theft Auto NPC conversations.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Have you tried starting a conversation about something real?
Deep.
Yeah.
I want to talk about space and poetry.
Yeah, I want to talk about Carl Sagan and... Yes.
Pale Blue Dot, you know?
Pale Blue Dot, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's be real for once in our lives.
If anyone ever shares any of those fucking posts, you should be able to just slap them once very hard in the face to be like, Don't do that again. You sound horrible. These observations establish that the two of you have a similar outlook on life.
Oh, come on.
You like nice weather and you're excited to eat dinner.
Love smells.
After this exchange, I share something about myself and ask them about themselves. The thing I just shares. Here are there's paired follow-ups for each of the previous ones. I love going hiking in weather like this. Do you ever hike?
Oh.
Yeah. It's sunny outside. You say, I love sunny weather. I love going hiking in sunny weather. Do you hike? Bam. Instant friendship. Instant chemistry. This one. I've never been to this restaurant before. Have you?
Are you just talking about like how to form sentences? Like,
yeah. Yes.
This is like a guide to conversation written by an autistic person who has studied non-autistic people. It's and then sometimes they say this.
Yeah. They've like built up a yes-no style information system flow chart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They've built an expert system for
weather,
doing a date.
Hiking.
Like, yeah. And if they say back to you, oh, I also like hiking, make sure to keep talking about that. Don't just stop that cold. Yeah. You're going to want to keep going.
You can't just say, good.
Yeah, huh. Mm.
Have you had the food here before?
I had the food here before.
By sharing something about yourself, the questions seem less intrusive. That is true. This is definitely someone who has learned these rules by rote.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lucy, how does that feel?
Yeah, look.
You're great at it.
I've got a system. Yeah, because I've got a system.
You've got a system?
I've got a system.
You've met so many new people over the last couple of weeks and you've been like effortlessly normal. That's incredible. You wouldn't even know.
That's because they're all cool people. But when I meet other people that aren't that cool, I have a system which works great until someone goes off script. And then it's like,
I can't do... other people's like social awkwardness will make me spiral out of control immediately. I'm...
You seem like we were just talking when I went and saw my friends the other day who had previously, you'd come around to my house and they'd come around to my house and they were like, oh, Ben, he's so good at conversation. Just came down, like joined in with what we were saying and then my friend was saying something else and like they just talked about that for half an hour. Just effortless. Just a wonderful conversationalist, they were saying.
That's... unbelievably lovely.
Yeah,
that's very
so
nice.
Get that
that's
in nice. Your ears.
Yeah,
dipshit.
You're gonna have to add a joke or something onto that to make it worthwhile for being on the podcast. But thank you so much. Here's another response here. As someone who hates small talk, I like to ask about places people have traveled to and how they felt about it.
Oh,
and
you
then
hate
share
small
my
talk,
own experiences.
That's so interesting. Yeah. It's so interesting that you hate small talk. It's
have
so
you been to China
cool too.
How is it?
Yeah.
How did have it you make you feel?
Can you give me a quick brief on India? And one last one here. Besides commenting on their hair or clothes that you like, my three main questions for new people are favorite food, favorite color, and favorite musicians. You're asking another adult their favorite color?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
You're like, you're at a friend's 40th and you're meeting some of their other friends you've never met before. And you're like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, Ben. Oh, lovely to meet you. What's your favorite color? Green.
Green, ooh. I guess.
Green is tight. Green is tight.
Totally.
Hell yeah. That's what's
hell
up,
yeah,
dude.
Brother.
You guys seen yellow, though, recently? Awesome. Yellow goes crazy.
Do you see the 2019 Pantone color of the year? Yeah, out of control. Hey, I've got it on my phone.
I'll whip it up. Hold on. I can't find it. No, that's last year's.
Oh, fuck, his Wi-Fi's dropping it out, so it's not working. Fuck. Oh, it's just giving me the AI summary.
What is
2019 was Living Coral.
Living Coral. Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's a nice color.
What is the...
Living Coral, sorry.
Like the impetus for these people who are clearly... This is not their area of expertise, let's say.
Yes, but they're offering advice to other people about it.
Yeah, as an expert, as a, this might help.
I think I will actually gently push back on that because clearly the person who has to ask, it doesn't feel intuitive or normal to them.
Sure, no, look, among us, probably three of us completely understand that, and you're a natural conversationalist. So,
but like, also for the people for whom this is natural, they don't have the language to articulate what they're doing when they do normal pleasantries.
Yeah, to go like, oh, you need a system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just going, oh, I asked them how their day was and they said something about their work and I was like, oh,
sort
shit, yeah, I remember
picked
you
up
said
that, like,
this
yeah.
last time. Is that still true? Does that
yeah,
bitch
what is it
still
that you,
work there?
What do you do there? Oh, that well, sounds the, hard. Yeah.
The okay. first thing you have to do as like a 30-something-year-old is just try and remember what your friend does because their work is so amorphous that you're like...
Yeah, especially when it's a friend you've known for like 5 years and it's like, oh, how's the... The job you do.
And you pick it up from context clues, yeah. yeah.
I reckon I have like 5 friends with interesting jobs, but like there's lots to ask about what they've been doing.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And then everyone else, you're like, oh, so a lot of emails, this queue.
And then friends ask you, too? And they're like, how's the podcast? And you say, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they say, oh, I'm so sorry. I haven't really, like, I just haven't really had time.
Haven't really
to
caught up
it.
With it for, yeah.
I haven't really caught up with a while. Yeah. And then I say, you don't have to listen to
you
the
podcast.
You don't
have to listen to the podcast.
It's actually better if you don't.
Yeah.
Do your friends feel pressured to do that often?
Yeah.
To say,
I often feel the need to, like, apologize for not listening to it. And I'm like,
absolutely.
I literally don't care.
Like, you're going to know if they didn't? I don't know. Like,
oh, I think that it's like that they feel sorry because they're not, like, putting
supporting
effort into like supporting our interests or whatever, right? But it's like you really don't got it.
Yeah, it's like I barely know what your job is.
Yeah,
yeah.
You should start getting really mad at them about it and turn the tables on them. And be like, why the fuck haven't you? Let's take what you don't have 20 minutes.
This podcast is my life.
Yeah. Oh, it's just it's just the way I make my living, express myself. But okay, that's fine. Yeah,
it's two and a half hours a week, like out of your week.
Oh, you don't have time to...
Closer than two.
A couple of hours?
A couple of hours, yeah.
Why? You're doing the dishes. You're doing the vacuuming. You're mowing the lawn. Mm. Come on! You got so much time.
Don't see your name on that Patreon subscriber list. It's just
I guess you can get beers tonight. And
Yeah.
Might be a bit
support empty. Me in other ways. Hey, a person on the internet not really knowing the social rules? That wouldn't be headline news. Some other things are, and we look at them in headline news.
Wongs.
Sleek, simple and secure, Yumpy Pet Products introduces Snap, the AirTag holder, bringing peace of mind to all users.
Don't say this to me.
Yumpy Pet Products.
Yumpy Pet Products. Yeah.
Hey, nice pet products. But are they yumpy?
Yeah. They're yumpy enough for me.
Yeah.
Yumpy.
Snibs steps into boots with the Gorpcore inspired Pro.
Stop! I'm having a stroke. What's Gorpcore? No, I can't.
I read this one aloud to Maddie while I was looking for them, and she was like, oh, yeah, Gorpcore. You know, Gorpcore? And
seriously?
I was like, what are you? Yeah, she already knew about Gorpcore.
Yeah.
My wife's
is this
like
cottagecore, but Gorp?
Yeah, it's like, it's like hiking wear, like Kathmandu jacket type stuff.
Yeah, like sort of practical-ish, like rugged, outdoorsy tech wear kind of.
Acronym for good old raisins and peanuts, a popular trail
mix. That just raises more.
Which is a nod to the outdoor hiking culture associated with the trend. Gorp?
Gorp.
Is this a common phrase if you're a hiker? Like... Yo, you packed that gorp, bro?
Yeah, it's like scroggin. If you're not having gorp, you're having scroggin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's either gorp or scroggin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
you're
are
either
options.
A gorp man or a scroggin man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's like wearing hiking stuff as like streetwear, basically. But there's you know, having lots of little bags and shit on you. Lots
very,
of little,
very
like
Tasmania.
A Patagonia jacket. You can wear a Patagonia jacket to work. Yeah. I'm hearing this for the first time.
Tasmanians always look like they're ready to go on a hike. Like
they
now.
Do. And it's always like, there's like two kinds of Tasmanians where it's the ones that are wearing like cable knit sweaters.
Cable knit, like
and
wool.
Blundstones or whatever. Yeah. Or there's the ones that are wearing like neon green and orange super thermals or whatever. Like crazy high tech hiking stuff.
Yeah, that's the Tasmanian fashion. Gorpcore.
Yes.
Kind of a Gorpcore city in Hobart, I'd say. Yeah.
No, now that you mention it, they are gorping on the reg down there.
Yeah.
Gorp. Yumby.
So, yeah, Snibs is stepping into boots with the Gorpcore-inspired pro.
Got it.
Yeah. And finally, this one was sent in to us by listener Calliope. Squirty Worm closes after 32 years.
No. Oh, not Squirty Worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a damn shame. You hate to see that go. Yeah, if anything,
Squirty Worm.
Squirty Worm closing is a bad sign. We look at other bad signs and omens importance.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God and bow down to his will.
How about this? Squirty Worm closing after 32 years. Yeah, it's called getting married.
So you're not coming out of your penis anymore because you've stopped because having sex stopped because you got married?
Sins? Yeah,
because
that's what happens when you get married.
Is it you stop fucking?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really sad. That sounds like it sucks.
Sad story.
I've actually heard of a really good support group for this. Check out r/deadbedrooms. Yeah. That'll make you feel better.
One of the most depressing places on the internet.
It's so bad. Oh, it's so bad because, real? You know, this is people experiencing real pain in a very, like, upsetting way.
Like,
but
funny.
It's not funny. It's
nothing
just we would ever
that
do here.
Haven't had sex in their marriage for, like, 5 years or more. Right. Yeah. Like, yeah.
And it's
like watching animals be drowned. Like, stepping into that.
I think they should just have like an auto posting mod bot in there that's like, you guys should either break up or go to couples counseling. Posting about it on Reddit is not going to help you in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Mm.
No good. Talk to someone.
Not
this is
Reddit.
From WABC in New York. Mystery object falls from sky in New Jersey, damaging auto shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Classic New Jersey shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And it fell on an auto shop, you reckon?
Yeah.
In New Jersey?
You reckon a bunch of guys went, oh!
Come on. My auto shop.
That's a great New Jersey. In the small town of Magnolia, New Jersey, there's a lot of talk about a giant boom heard early Wednesday morning. That's what everyone's talking about.
Yeah.
That giant boom in New Jersey.
You guys hear the boom? You guys...
Boys hear that boom the other night? Come on.
See the
what
boom
was
last
that
night? Joey said the boom was loud as fuck. Sorry. Just trying to perfect my... I don't know if that's New York or New Jersey. Someone's
it's not, you gotta,
doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I feel like you're even moving slightly further north. Who can say?
Boom.
Around 2:30 a.m. Wednesday, residents were woken up by the sound. When Sebastian Leonardo arrived at his auto body shop later that morning.
Come on.
Hey, Sebastian.
What are you doing?
Did he do the boom?
What the fuck is this? Some kind of boom?
My wife, she says, she looks at me, she says, I've never seen a boom like that ever in Hoboken, ever. Please don't kill me if you're from New Jersey. Genuinely one of the states I'm afraid of.
Look, you're on an Australian podcast. We're allowed to be within like a 10-state radius of the right state when we're trying to get these accents.
Yeah.
If we sound like we're from fucking Indiana, we're closer than we've ever been.
Can you do a Chicago accent?
No.
Real quick?
Not at all. It
Lucy, you think you got this? I feel like Lucy might have this from living with
maybe
me.
Maybe. Your mum's got one. You don't have it. You don't have it, but I can recognize it. They're really hitting those A's.
There's different types. There's you want to
give me like an example Chicagoan sentence, like, oh, gee, the freaking Cubs this weekend or whatever they got.
Sure. I'm going to do what the classic like older guy from Chicago. There's a really good YouTube channel about botany called Crime Pays, But Botany Doesn't. Great channel about plants. But the guy who runs it has like a very like Chicago, they'd say like, get a hot Polish and put the frickin' jardiniere on there and get a bag, shopping bag.
Bag, that's the one. Bag. That's the one, bag.
Put it in your shopping bag, shake it around, big bag. But there's different types. There's more like, I say trash can sometimes.
Yeah.
You make fun of me. Trash.
Interesting.
Candy bar. things of that nature.
It sounds like it's got a little bit of like that, you're closing your mouth towards the end of the sound, like a Minnesotan accent.
Like a Minnesota, absolutely.
Where they start sort of closing off somewhat.
Absolutely. It's approaching that. Yeah. And as you go further north, they do more like a, oh yeah, type shit. Mm-hmm. I can't do that one very well.
What a beautiful country.
It is really cool. I love it so much to live here and be here. Thank you so much,
America. Nothing bad happens to it. There's so much cool shit there. Beautiful people.
Yeah, no, it's so good here.
Beautiful foods, beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Sebastian Leonardo arrived at his auto body shop later that morning, he noticed a giant hole in the ceiling. When employees climbed up to look at the damage to the roof of the ceiling, they saw when the unidentified object had made impact. Quote, a sizable dent in a thick steel gauge box. That's when I went to all of my cameras and I found the video and I realized what had actually happened. A flash outside and the impact in here, Leonardo said. So, saw a flash.
Saw a flash in the sky,
Saw a sizable hole, sizable dent. Yep. Okay, so something's come through. Surveillance footage from cameras in and outside of S&L Automotive shows the moment something collided with the building. You eventually see a giant fireball come through the ceiling, and everything comes flying down the roof with it, Leonardo said.
What the fuck?
Yeah, he got a fireball on camera in his auto shop.
That's fucking crazy.
What's the town called?
They're in Magnolia, New Jersey.
Magnolia.
Beautiful name.
Because I always forget that, that New Jersey, I just think about, you know, Jersey City, right? Hoboken. Yeah. I figure it goes all the way down to fucking Atlantic City and stuff, right?
Well, yeah. Famously Atlantic City.
Famously Atlantic City.
Going down to Atlantic City. Going to play some roulette. Go crazy. Yeah. Get assassinated under the boardwalk because I owe a guy $50,000.
What I was trying to work out, though, is like, okay, so small town, I think in Australia, small town, you've got like a highway going in one end. You've got the highway going in the other end. You got trees and grass and shit, and then buildings start.
Yeah.
But there's like no room for that in... like most of America. Yes. So I've just looked at Magnolia and it's just like a circle drawn in a bunch of houses. Like there's houses in every direction and like the New Jersey Turnpike is like just there. And then they've just circled around some of the houses and they've said, this is a town.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of America has places where they're like, yes, this is a town or whatever, but it has been surrounded by like the nearest big city.
Yeah.
Like the sprawl has just kind of got them. Oh, so this is close to Philly.
Yeah, because this sprawl, like there is uninterrupted city from here to Boston.
Yeah.
Like all in a big long line.
Yes.
And
what a country.
The sprawl.
The sprawl.
The future sprawl.
Yeah. Megalopolis one.
Yes. Kind of like a neom, like an American neom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boston to New Jersey. What,
the Boston line? Get out of here.
The thick blue line. Several doorbell cameras at homes around town captured video of the incident. Quote, there's a bright flash, there's a boom, there's a hole. That's 3 out of 4 things.
What?
Yeah. Flash, boom, hole.
Flash, boom, hole.
What's the fourth thing?
I think the fourth thing is the thing itself, is the object.
Okay.
If we had boom, one more flash. Thing... like an item we could identify as being extraterrestrial, then we might say it's something from space, astronomer Derek Pitts of the Franklin Institute said.
Thank you, Derek.
They don't have the fucking thing.
I'm glad you went to fucking astronomy school for 4 years to say that, Derek. Yeah.
If we had the fucking object here, we could say whether or not this was from space, but we don't. So.
Don't know what kind of astronomy they're teaching at the fucking University of New Jersey.
Unge?
Oh, at Unge?
So they don't have it. It crashed into his auto shop.
And it's gone?
Huh. And it's gone. Hmm. So you fucking tell me.
It got
I guess
and
if
walk
it was
away.
Just a fireball, it's
I think it got up and walked away. I think it fucking...
it's an alien.
I think it's a
alien.
Man of some kind.
I think it's a nude man.
I think it's a nude man.
And he's walking around doing Starman stuff where he's like picking up objects and turning around in his hand and going, what is this? What is love?
Hey, let's kill it with pipes.
And then a bunch of guys from New Jersey are beating him to death.
Yeah, he picked the wrong place to land.
Yeah.
You better freaking get back to space real quick. I'm gonna fucking beat your ass.
E.T. lands on the docks. Baseball bat?
And then a kindly diner waitress teaches him how to put on pants. It helps him fix his spacecraft.
And whatever. Lipstick. Sexy E.T.
So it wasn't like when, isn't there a thing when planes accidentally release their septic contents, it turns into like a frozen ball of turds and crashes through?
Yeah.
But I guess constantly. It would leave turd.
But the turds, of turd. Yeah, it's not like the turds like flashed to steam and evaporated, leaving no trace. There would still like there'd still be turd grease.
Envy? Yeah.
No,
no one watched that movie, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think Sebastian's got, he's hiding something. He's got whatever came through there.
Yeah, he's got the fourth
He's
thing.
Got that man. That man's in his basement.
Oh, no.
Can I please have another submarine sandwich?
Bodega?
Tell me who's going to win the fucking Super Bowl?
Who is the prince of New Jersey? May I meet him? Are the rats my friends? Guy's just like upstairs coughing to try and cover the noise. Yeah, there's a friggin' rats or something down there.
This fucking alien, get him some cigarettes. We can he'll find out what he knows. Wait, so they really don't know what it is? What the fuck?
Yeah, they don't know where it's gone.
It was like a big cube or something, and we don't have it?
I think it was just a cube.
A big cube, yeah.
Oh,
big
cube. Fuck, it might be like an Animorphs cube.
Yo.
Yeah.
Shit. This guy's turning into a freaking... He's turning into a werewolf. No, that's not an animal. He's turning into a wolf with the Animorphs cube. Right. Theo, you never watched or read Animorphs?
I know the cover where they turn from one thing to another. I also
know about Animorphs.
Like an enormous amount of lore behind it, and
really?
Like, and yeah, the author's like, well, you know, they actually go to war and stuff, and they die, and nothing resolves because that's how real life is. But also, I feel like people aren't turning into a jaguar in real life as well.
Mm. Not often, not that I am aware of.
Yeah, no. Except to some of our listeners.
Yeah, one man tried, and he became the demon Marsupilami. Interesting.
Marsupilami is a failed animal.
I think someone's got a Marsupilami furry, furry suit.
Yeah,
furry alter ego.
Marsupilami.
Yeah,
surely not.
A man tried to turn himself into a leopard, and he fucking turned out Belgian. Now he's stuck like that.
That's the worst way it could have possibly gone. Well,
Belgian.
The good news is that Kostümpalast. In Germany, which does costumes for carnival, Halloween, and motto parties, has a Marsupilami costume for adults for just €65.
Uh-huh. I didn't know Marsupilami was so global.
People getting railed in that Marsupilami costume, you reckon?
Well, you have to cut a hole in the back.
Marsupilami costume.
Yeah. To get railed in a Marsupilami costume in a sundress. Now we're talking.
Did you have
Marsupilami, Jesse?
I don't know what the fuck
you're
talking about.
Just
saying
it's going to be bad. Yeah.
You know the guy whose catchphrase was Huba?
Huba.
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 Yeah, and Marsupilami is coming flying through the jungle and a Huba.
Whoa. Yeah. This is weird. I'm seeing images of some sort of beast.
Yeah.
The caption is Huba Huba.
That's right.
Which is
he's Belgian. Wow.
And he will not see the light of heaven.
I think he's some kind of pervert.
He's Belgian?
Well, he's Belgian.
That's another one I've seen.
I think he might have been in the Belgian Congo. Because he was in the jungle.
Oh.
He can't have been. No, surely not.
The jungles of Belgium?
Well, he definitely wasn't in Belgian flora, from what I can tell. I don't know. I'm not a...
Oh, he's got a wife. He's got a
wife. She's a lady.
Slutty with it.
I have to go. The wife has done something to me. Yo. What the fuck is like this thing? What am I looking at?
He's a creature.
Look at Marsupilami.
He's a Belgian creature.
He's a marsupial.
Where does he fucking live?
He's in a jungle for sure.
He's got to be in the Congo. I saw him
I'm worried he's in the
with
Congo.
A great ape.
My Super Lamy habitat. This is
witnessing
good
crimes against humanity in, yeah. in a cobalt mine.
Oh, shit. I don't know if I already knew this or not, but my Super Lamy is a monotreme.
Oh.
One hole.
That's fucking wild.
One
that's
hole.
That's crazy. That's specified.
Yeah. According to L'Encyclopédie du Marsupilami, yeah, they are monotremes like the platypus and the echidna, which is why they lay eggs while having mammalian features.
He lays uh-huh. eggs?
Yeah, well, that's
well,
a monotreme.
Marsupilady lays the eggs. I think he just fertilizes them. With his nasty little marsupilami.
Why is he a monotreme? Oh, no.
He doesn't look like a monotreme.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like he fucks, you know?
And I am counting only one hole when I look at him. I don't see a second hole. So
let me search his body. I'll find a second one. I'll give him a second one. I'm going to kill that guy.
Make a new hole.
I'm going to tear my Super Lamy a new one.
I thought this was going to be a salami situation. A Super Lamy.
SNL was hard at work Friday, but planned to spend the weekend combing through debris and sharing their Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Quote, "This is really a once-in-a-lifetime thing, I imagine," Leonardo said.
I guess.
I feel like you guys need a bigger sense of urgency about there being, like, an object from space somewhere in, like...
in your roof?
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to find the thing? Or have you got the thing and he's in the basement?
I think he's trying to eat soup
with his hands because he doesn't understand it.
Yeah. He's definitely locked up. Okay. Sorry to interrupt and derail here, but I found the name of the soda, I think.
Oh, yeah?
On that pizza.
Thank God.
The pizza is known as the West Sider. It has barbecue, mozzarella, pork, onion, Grippos, which I think is the chip. That sounds like something
we know about. Grippos. Yeah, we're familiar with Grippos.
Y'all got Grippos down there.
But we know it from our studies of the American mind.
From your scholarly activities. The soda is called Ski, which is kind of not that exciting. Like a ski, like the snow skis. So
it's a citrus soda made from orange and lemon juice.
Sounds like a L&P situation. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
It is a good label. I mean, it's just Mountain Dew, but
pretty stacked cast on Marsupilami. You got Dan Castellaneta as the elephant. Dan Castellaneta? What am I saying?
I don't know if you're adding in Dan Castellaneta.
Castellaneta the whole time. Okay, isn't that funny? Yeah. You got Jim Cummings, three roles for Jim. He's the Winnie the Pooh. You got Tress McNeil in the mix as the wife.
Fuck yeah, we love Tress McNeil.
We love Tress McNeil. And Frank Welker as Meat. A role Steve's specially made for Frank Welker.
Meat.
Okay.
Meat.
All right. Meat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about shit from your childhood a lot. That's something Gen X people do. It's time for Gen X Watch. Yeah, I know that sometimes sometimes we get a little bit of criticism that the show it comes across a bit mean, like whenever we're talking about stuff, we're sort of making fun of people. So I thought maybe I would try and take a different tack with this one and just celebrate something beautiful, which is that, you know, sometimes nostalgia can be very powerful, be very nice, especially as you get older, you start to sort of, you understand the value of wistfully looking back on these things. And, you know, who does wistfully looking back better than Gen X? I have two answers to a question posted on r/Gen X. The question was, what songs immediately take you back to a specific time and place?
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the first answer here. Many, really. Well, yeah, obviously.
Yep.
Because that's kind of how memory and stuff works.
Yeah, there's a fair bit of room in there.
Yeah. One that stands out is the Pet Shop Boys' West End Girls playing at a house party in my hometown. First party crush type of deal. We kissed, second base, floated home at the end of the night.
That's nice.
Soundtracked by West End Girls. That bass line, hearing that through a wall in the other room while you're like, is second base a hand job?
Is that just touching the titties?
Is that just touching the titties?
Or is it just touching titties? The titties,
I think, yeah. These days.
General over the clothes fondling, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so third
fingering, right? Or hand job.
But then where does that leave?
Where does that leave the oral? Or does that just count as third too, everything, right? That it doesn't encompass?
I think these days we had a shift. To me, I don't know. I haven't looked this up. I'm not talking to the relevant authorities.
Oh, the great oral shift?
I think we've gone first base kissing, second base hand stuff, third base mouth stuff, fourth base, maybe not necessarily penetrative intercourse because, you know, we don't know, you know, but whatever feels like sex to you.
But where is touching the titties over the clothes then?
I think we just include that
in
the first.
Is that just in first? Do you think that's part of first?
That's lumped in, yeah.
You're right.
Where does the shortstop stand? Is he halfway between second and third? Third and fourth.
You were asking the wrong guy.
Second
you
and
got
third.
The wrong guess for this.
I think the shortstop is maybe... We could go first base kissing, second base touching the titty, shortstop hand stuff.
Yeah.
Third hand base stuff. Mouth stuff. Yeah.
Just in what circumstance are you just doing hand stuff but not oral stuff?
We used to make fun of one of my friends because he went on like a bunch of first dates that only concluded in hand stuff, which is obviously that's not a bad thing. That could be a mutually pleasurable time for everyone. But like it was like a year of that where it was just always just hand stuff.
That's actually really funny.
Oh, year of the hand?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Year of the hand.
Maybe I'll beep this. Fingers? I don't know. Lucy, it's... We called him hand stuff for a while because he had...
Wow.
And you know,
I wouldn't share that with my friends personally.
Oh, he's an open book.
You know. Showing up, being like, "Well, another hand job."
Yeah, well, just, you know, that's not a bad time. A lot of skill can go into a hand job. You know, that's if anything, it's
that's
more
true.
Precise.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. Mm. A lot of control over the action.
It has to be. Yeah,
yeah.
It's got to be dialed in, or
Gen Z listeners.
Yeah,
because they don't do hand stuff anymore.
I think
sex.
They only do. I think hand stuff is fourth base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Putting down their damn phones for once is first base.
Yeah, they're not doing any hand stuff. You have to put down that
device. Big population decline people now.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone should be fucking.
Only doing
hey, stuff. If you're young and you're listening to this, get out there and fuck.
Yeah.
Not if you're too young.
Yeah, no. Well, no one too young is listening to this podcast because it'd be boring as shit.
Yeah, it'd be so fucking boring.
Old people complaining?
Do you ever wonder what's your youngest and oldest listener of all time?
Yes.
Yes.
I deeply wonder like, now.
You never had like a 99-year-old listening to it while they're on the...
If you think you're either our youngest or oldest listener, I would love to hear from you.
Yeah, 100%. And if you come in and you're like, I'm 22, you're not in the ballpark.
Yeah.
That's not it.
There's got to be younger than that.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's Lost really... baby.
But I will say, if you're like under 16, don't contact us. Because
that is also
weird.
True. Yeah.
We're not like that.
Mine is DNA.
Honestly, if you're 18 and you listen to this, I would be fucking stunned.
Yeah.
Let us know. And if you're 80 and you listen to this, tell me about your life. Give me a whole fucking story. I want a long, long email. I'll tell you what, you email me with your phone number. I'll call you and we'll just have a long chat. We'll both sit somewhere comfy. I want to know everything. I want to know what you've done, where you've worked. Tell me about old flames. Tell me about your passions.
This is crazy. This really ties into the episode of the good doctor that me and Lucy watched for this week's episode of Savant Garde.
Holy
shit.
In terms of
a young man speaking to an older man about the end of his life, and I'm just not just spoilers. It ends with the young man mercy killing the older man, so maybe it's not as
close. Does Sean kill a guy?
Oh no, Jared kills a guy.
Jared, come on, Jared.
Yeah,
we'll
Jared racks a shotgun and just finishes it off. Finishes the job.
Yeah,
pulls out a samurai sword. Close your eyes. I have another answer here. Now, I have, they said what the song was at the start, but I've decided to tell you at the end because I want them to set the scene for you and then I want to tell you what the song is. I hear it and for a moment it's 1998. I've just scored a promotion. It got me out of the prison and down to the parole office. It took about 30 miles off my commute to the office and came with a series of raises. I was the only state parole officer for Montague County, Texas, and I'm driving up a narrow two-lane blacktop road into St. Joe, and I'm only 26. Now, that song was Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yes. Oh. Fuck yeah. I was like, 1998. What have we got?
Holy fuck. Can you imagine? You're 26 years old. Yeah. You now are no longer a prison guard. You're a parole officer. And you're putting on Iris by the... No, sorry, not putting it on. It's coming on the radio.
It's on the radio. Yeah.
And you sing along.
And you got the windows all down. Out. Absolutely. Yeah.
You don't want the world to see you. So you don't think that they'd understand?
Don't think they'd understand.
Yeah. Oh, is that Iris? I was doing the one where he's like, "So why don't you slide?"
No, that's slide.
That's slide.
Yo, that makes so much freaking sense. That's my bad.
This is the when everything's made to be broken one.
Yeah.
Yes.
City of Angels. City of Angels.
City of Angels soundtrack. Yeah. Yeah, he's looking at them through the telescopes up there in his little.
He's dead.
In his weird room.
City of Angels, which is a remake of Wings of Desire, the unbelievably beautiful Wim Wenders movie with Bruno Ganz.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's fucking great. Yeah. It is a tremendous movie. It's also got fucking, oh God, what's his name? Columbo.
Yeah, Peter Sellers.
Peter Falk.
Peter
Falk as a former angel who's chosen the human life, but the life that he's living is basically that of Peter Falk. He's more or less playing himself. And it is, oh, Christ, you got to watch Wings of Desire by Wim Wenders. Change your life.
All right. You got to watch Michael, 1996.
A lot of movies with, like, angels and shit in them in the 90s.
So many angels in the 90s. So many, yeah.
And we had the show. We had Touched by an Angel.
Oh, yeah.
Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah. Angels in the Outfield. That's right.
There was that show that was briefly on, it replaced, like, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and it was a guy who died from eating a bad cheeseburger and became an angel and was like helping his friend or whatever.
Oh wait, that sounds familiar. What was that?
Angel cheeseburger death TV show. That'll get me that right. Teen Angel.
Teen Angel.
No idea. We're
oh, he looks off fucking the beaten track. Sick.
Yeah. Teen Angel follows a high school boy, Steve Beauchamp. Corbin Allred, and his recently deceased best friend, Marty DiPolo, played by Mike Damas, who dies from a foodborne illness after eating a six-month-old hamburger. And he's then sent back to Earth as Steve's guardian angel.
Wow.
One cool. season, 17 episodes.
Fuck. Oof.
Yeah.
Clearly made an impact on you, Ben.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It had Ron Glass in it. You guys know Ron Glass from Firefly?
From Firefly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Hey, right. This was definitely an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista. Thank you so, so much for joining us. We love having you here. Jesse, thank you for joining us.
I'm kidding. It's a pleasure. This is a delight.
I'm fucking loving Savant Garde so much.
I'm so glad to hear that.
It's really good. I think you guys are probably leeching some of our listeners who have decided now that like they've only got the one thing they can listen to. And that yours just speaks more to them from their sort of neurospicy journey.
I think.
So, yeah.
What we do is we have a neuro sweet and a neuro sour person on.
Oh,
yeah.
I'll let you figure out who's who. Lord, listen to the show to find out.
It's much funnier than you're making it sound.
No, it's really a good time. It's funny on its own terms.
You also don't need to watch the shows.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not watching the shows has not been a problem for me at all. You're putting in little clips and stuff, so I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
It's great. Also, generally, just a good, it's nice to hear two very funny people talking very frankly about mental illnesses and stuff as well. So it's cool.
Thank
it's
you.
Nice.
You get to hear all my weird stories of things I've been afraid of in my life, which is
Jesse's like psycho.
It's been nice.
Jesse's fucking crazy, dog.
He's fucking crazy.
He used to call me loco for a reason, dude. Yeah. He used to call me.
This man has believed some crazy things about what's going to happen to him in his life.
That's ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I think that's really beautiful. We will see you next week. You will see Jesse on Savant Garde and on Sludge Fest. You'll also see Lucy on Savant Garde. Theo and I will be here always.
Yes.
Yeah, Andrew's away, eternally. By the way. I don't think we mentioned that. He's on a family road trip for like 2 weeks, which is why
he's on our city. He's in our city, but he's too sick to come for dinner. So
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Looks like it's bolognese for four. We will see you on the bonus episode, maybe if we're lucky. Stay safe out there. Don't forget Playpril. Plug it. Plug the fucking podcast.
It's Playpril. Yeah.
It's tell your friends.
Enemies. Love it. Tell them about it.
Oh, is it Playpril?
Pillow talk.
Yeah, it's Playpril. Yeah, Playpril
came around again. It came late.
I didn't know you guys had that the same time as us.
That's crazy how that works out. Americans can't even imagine an autumnal Playpril. It's meant to be about renewal.
Oh.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye.